medicine, you always remain you if you are able to have a merry heart or rejoice and enjoy. You know, your cancer, your cells will never be inflamed. You know, you're not susceptible to cancer because the joy of the Lord, no fear. You detox. Some people, they laugh when it is even not necessary to do so, but you enjoy the joy of the Lord in your own life. Let's look at the study case, biblical study case of Apostle Paul himself, the mighty man. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. I think you're going to read at your own time. We think of Paul as a leader of enormous strength, talent, and courage. It is interesting to note his comments about his weakness, fear, and trembling. He's truthful. Paul was so truthful in such a way that he spoke about his weaknesses. When I'm weak, that's why I'm strong. He talked about his fear, his trembling. That is verse 3. Paul understood the devastating potential of pride. If you are proud, you think, okay, I've never had fear before. I never had weakness before. You're always perfect. That is pride. And sometimes those people, they don't match up with their own rules that they set for themselves. They break their own rules, you know, become tough on other people and they break the same rules. He knew that leaders must serve in humility, seek dependence on God and not the glory that God alone deserves. That is humility. Paul draws three conclusions about his leadership. Let's look at these things that Apostle Paul had to deal with, even pride in his own life. I renounce human values. I will think the way God thinks. I renounce human values. I think the way God thinks. I renounce human strength. I will be weak and seek his strength. Verse 3. I renounce human wisdom. I ask God for wisdom and favor. Look here. He's not leaning in his own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, when you read, it says, blessed is the man who does not lean on his own understanding. He acknowledges the Lord on all his way or in all his ways, and he shall be prosperous. So he renounces who trust my values abound. He renounces the strength of a human being and depends on this strength of God Almighty. Renounces the human wisdom and seek the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. So even if you get the foolishness of God, you got the wisdom that supersedes the wisdom of men. How about if you get the wisdom of God, it will far surpass even the wisdom of people. If the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of men, how about if you get the strength of God, it will far surpass the strength of men? Because even if you get the weakness of God is even stronger than the strength of men. This is the paradox of humility. The way up is the way down, you know. So do you believe you are a good listener in your own life? Do you have people in your own life who can go for advice to? Why not? Or why, if they are there? Character protects your talent. Character, we're going to character now. We're talking about teachability now. Is character. Character protects your talent. Many people with talent climb quickly to the top, but the ones who have neglected to develop strong character seldomly stay at the top. Absence of strong character eventually topples them down, or it brings them down. If somebody goes higher because of a talent, it will take discipline and character to sustain them to where they are. What exactly comprises character? What is the things that we have to look for when we're talking about character? Four elements that are essential in character development. Number one, self-discipline. The greatest victories are internal ones, not eternal, internal. It means inside ones. We must learn to lead ourselves. Self-discipline is the ability to do what is right even when you don't feel like doing it. Oh my God. Self-discipline protects your talent, which is your character. If you are self-disciplined, you've got character. Number two, core values. Core values define what we believe and how we live. They give order and structure to a person's inner life. When the inner life is in order, a person can navigate almost anything the world throws at him or at her. Core values. What are your core values? What are those things that you cannot compromise? Number three, a sense of identity, knowing who you are in him, in Christ, in your assignment. You must know who you are. No man can long show one face to himself and another to the public without living a very confusing and ineffective life. Look at the statement, you must know who you are. No man can long show one face to himself And another, there is another face now to the public without living a very confusing and ineffective life. This is a double standard person. It's almost like a schizophrenic person. Another time this person is acting this way when they are alone, when they are with other people, they are something else. That brings confusion. Character is consistency. When you've got identity, you're consistent. You are who you are. What people see is what they get, you know. Very important. Integrity. Integrity is the alignment of values, thoughts, feelings, and actions. Integrity is very important in our own lives. Character is a choice. Don't give up or give in to adversity. Character cannot be developed in ease or comfort. Take note of that statement. It's very important, Bazalwane. When character development is to occur, is not coming in good moments. It comes in adversity. Don't allow your adversity to cause you to give up or your adversity to cause you to give in. Character cannot be developed when things are easy or when things are comfortable. When things are harsh, that's where we actually grow. Always do the right thing. These are character is a choice. Always do the right thing. The right thing is consisting of these things. Cowardice, ask the question, is it safe? All those who are cowards, they ask, is it safe? Consensus asks the question, is it popular? Is it known, followed by a lot of people? Character asks the question, is it right? Always do the right thing. Number three, take control of your life. Developing character is your personal responsibility. It's our personal responsibility to develop our character. Let's look at this man who had an amazing character. His name is called Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 10. We're going to sum up there. We're not going to read really because of Iskat Nan Nani. How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to self-discipline? How can you improve in this area? Take time to identify and discuss your core values, you know. Daniel faced a crucial, important choice in his own life. Would he submit to an ungodly law or stick with his conviction? His core values guided his actions. Because of his values and his principles, Daniel was able to decide quickly and confidently to do what was right. This man of godly character did the right thing even when he knew the consequences would be den of lions. He was thrown into the den of lions without compromising, never even lied. He took a responsibility to go there. Let's look at this. Responsibility strengthens your character. Utate responsibility strengthens your character. Somebody's trying to come in, I'm not sure. Can somebody help the person to...